I'll decide to, I think, say it today because when we talk this week, right, like I don't know, didn't want to lie about what was happening and stuff, and maybe trying not to get so many questions, you know, for the last game and stuff. So, but I did. I did talk about it, think about it, you know, for a long time this season, many times. And I would say, like, early things were a little tough, you know, and for the team, for me personally. And, you know, I really thought that that's going to be it. And I don't know. I just, as the year went on, start winning a bit more, start having some fun a bit more. I still love to compete, love to battle with the guys out there, you know. And that's what ultimately is driving me to keep living the dream, right, and go for one more.
Is this it after one more, or are you going to decide again?
No, I'm not doing this again. No,
no.
That's it.
This is it.
This is it. Yeah. We're not going through this again. I am, yeah. Yeah, I think that's... I think a lot of guys have said, you know, guys I know, play as long as you can, right? And, you know, if you stop too early, you regret it, right, and stuff. So I'm very lucky to have this opportunity, you know, that the Wild are giving me here to stick around for one more and... Yeah.
Are you surprised that you were still itching to do one more? I know we probably, as the media, made it more of a storyline heading into this year, but for you, were you kind of always maybe volleying back and forth?
Yeah, I was, honestly. I was. Like I said, a lot of thinking, you know, throughout the season and stuff, and ultimately, though, I think I still love the game, still have a lot of passion for the game. As painful as that last game in Vegas was, you know, I was mad for a few days and break a couple of sticks. I don't know. But the emotions you get, you know, from, like, obviously, I hate losing, and but still, to feel, you know, like those things, right? The tough loss and the wins. Obviously, we had some nice ones too, and. The feeling of winning, the feeling of competing, right, with the best in the world. That's something I want to do one more time.
There's not only just that inner hunger, I'm sure, but physically you seem to look still up to par. I'm sure that was a big part in the decision to come back to.
Yeah, for sure. Body's been pretty good. I think, you know, having me and Gus playing, right, so... get a little break here and there, but I've been feeling good all season, so no problem there.
Why here?
Why not? I didn't want to go anywhere else, honestly. I think first and foremost, my kids have, you know, they were in school in Vegas, they went to Chicago, and they came here, right, and I'm going to retire and going to move again to another school, so I didn't want to move them again, you know, somewhere else, and but no, that being said, I think for me, love the guys here, love to compete with guys here. Obviously very disappointed, you know, for the season to miss playoff. But I believe that, you know, with the group of guys that we have, staying healthy all season, better start maybe, you know, not trying to chase other teams at the end of the year so much, you know, just have a better start. And I think stay healthy. A good bunch of young guys too on the team now that have shown what they can do, and I'm confident we can come back to playoffs here.
When did it start to turn for you in terms of, you thought for the longest time this was it?
Yeah.
I know you had a run after the All Star break, and like you grabbed the net and were playing a lot. When was it kind of start to feel like, hey, maybe I want to do this a little longer?
Yeah. I don't know if it was one day. You know, I think just. After Christmas, second half, right? Like, I just feel like started having a little more fun again, you know, in practice, and like you said, playing a bit, getting some wins, you know, and stuff like that. So, I think somewhere around there. Couldn't tell you a date, but
how many people did you kind of talk to, whether in your inner circle or outside, about this decision? I mean, obviously, I know your wife and kids played a huge role, but did you talk to any other guys that have now since retired and, you know, kind of gotten their opinions a little bit?
Yeah, I have for the past few years. I feel like, you know, I had a chance to play with many guys, and You see him at the rink. Sometimes we're doing player development, doing scouting, TV, radio, right? Like coaching, GM, right? So, yeah, so I had the chance to, you know, talk to many guys. And like I said, you know, most of them were always saying, play as long as you can, right? There's nothing else like it, right? So, yeah, I guess I'm lucky to have this this opportunity.
Are you prepared to kind of do the farewell tour all over again? No,
I don't need more attention. I just want to go play, you know, and try to win some games. At least I won't have the same questions, you know, is this it? Is this last year, right? So I think we're clear on that, so that'll be good.
You thought you had a lot of chance at Pittsburgh this year. Imagine what it'll be next
year. Yeah, I guess we'll see. But
would you you played so well this year. How much did you think about, boy, I might really regret this?
I wouldn't say I played so well this year.
At times you were fantastic.
It was like some up and down, right? Yeah. I think it went with the team too, right? I think obviously when the team plays well, it, you know, makes us look a lot better, right? I think that was one thing. I was so like unsure, you know, sometimes, you know, what to do, and I think that was a good indication of it wasn't time, you know, right? I wasn't ready to just call it quit, and and I think that was something I took in mind, you know, like. I think like my wife told me, like, if you stop now, it ain't coming back, right? Like, that's it. So make sure you're done with it.
Do you feel, I know you work a lot on your body, but you also, it's also a gift to be your age and to play like that. Did you think about that at all, too? Not everyone ages the same way.
Yeah. I was really fortunate, you know, over my career. Didn't get too banged up, you know. I think concussions have probably been the worst for me, but other than that, I've been pretty good. And like I said, I try to take care of, you know, my body. I know I'm getting older and tighter and more tired, you know, all these things. So you got, you know, take care of more than I used to. And, you know, we have a good team here at the rink helping me out, you know, trying to stay loose in marble. And sometimes I seek people outside the rink too that can help, right? So, yeah.
Are the kids excited to cheer on Daddy for another
season? Yeah, they are. I told him last night, and they were pumped. You know, they're jumping around a bit, and they got to tell their friends this morning at school too. So they were feel happy about that.
So they broke the news.
Yeah. Before you guys. Yeah.
You know your body better than anybody else does. It'll be a 40th game tomorrow, the finale. Is that a comfortable amount, you think, going into next season, or a little more or less? Or,
yeah.
You know, what's the ideal thing for you to play the way you want to play?
I don't know if there's an ideal play. I'm just, you know, part of the team, whatever coaches wants to do, and then it is what it is. Like I said, I felt pretty good this season, you know, not being too banged up or anything. So, I'm just go one day at a time, see what they want to do, and I'm fine with it.
Wallstedt mentioned how much it meant a lot for you to be around to mentor him, or even this year, just little things you said, or just watching him practice. Like, I know you've been through that before when you were a younger player, and guys kind of helped you. Like, do you kind of cherish that or look forward to kind of be having an impact on a guy like that?
I don't know. Like, it was the same with Gus, right? I don't think I tell him any secrets, you know? I think they're, like, two very talented goalies, and, you know, a bit more of that new school techniques too, right? I feel like I can learn from them what they do. But they're, you know, two great kids, and you know, it's fun for me to be around them, and sometimes little things here and there, but I think just maybe trying to show the example, right? That's part of the one thing I can try to do.
Are you going to call Marty and let him know that you're just going to close that gap a little bit more for another season?
No, he's too far ahead. There's no catching up there. Yeah.
Do you have anything? I noticed, I think you're a shutout away from being top 10. Is there anything else on that list that you look at? you've got the big ones. And
I think if maybe games played, you know, it can be a little higher. But like, my only goal is help the team try and make playoffs. You know, I think I don't need any personal things, right? I think it's just team game, try and be part of it, part of the team, and be on the winning side there.
Is it a little bit of a weight lifted off your shoulders going into tomorrow's game? You know, just win in front of the fans at home, that's the only pressure going on there?
Yeah. No less stressful, you know, thinking if it was going to be the last one or not, right? So, yeah, it would be good. Just go play and try to finish the season on a good note here.
I don't know if you saw the sign out there. There was a kid that had Fleury, you're the reason I became a goalie, or I'm a goalie because of you. Yeah. Has that ever really set in for you, just the impact that you've made, just like goalies have made throughout in your career?
I don't know. It makes me notice I'm really old, you know, because it's just a young kid, right? Like, I think, boy. No, it's flattering, right? Like, I play a game because I love hockey, right? And still have a passion for it. And to me, my dad always told me, like, just have fun, right? Work hard. Those are two things he always, you know, remind me. And if I can share that with kids and make him love the game like I do, right? I think it's a good thing.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you.